Suitable, that there are not conditions for awareness, but it can arise. can awareness, can there be awareness of something that is not understood? You recognize the characteristic of something when you don't know that characteristic.
There can be awareness of anything that appears.
There can be, but will there be?
There can be, yes. One can't say there will be, but there can be. If one thinks that the realities that are appearing now cannot be the object of awareness because they haven't been studied sufficiently or they aren't known sufficiently distinctly, then one may not know moments of awareness that do in fact arise. Because when the conditions are there, something can arise. Although one may think one is far from ready for it.
I'm trying to think of something in life to have some understanding of what awareness might be, sort of probing. I was thinking about maybe if one is watching a radar screen, and if one has never had experience with a radar screen, then anything that comes up on the radar screen, one wouldn't know what it is or have any understanding of that, what is happening. But one is then taught about certain things that are arising on the screen. And at first maybe you can't pick them up, but slowly you get better and better at being able to recognize things on the screen. And at first there'll be things coming on the screen that you won't even know that they're there. Like a plane might be passing, because you have no knowledge of what a plane looks like on the radar screen, you won't know it. Something else will be there, you won't know it. But after you've learned the characteristics that you're looking for, slowly develops until you become very good at being able to determine exactly what's on the screen. And I was wondering if this is not basically what awareness is, when one knows the characteristic, when the characteristic is slowly being developed, and that's what all awareness is knowing an object. Because before the characteristics are known, there's no awareness of the object. How can there be awareness of it?
Well, if the conditions are there, if one has heard and understood what are the conditions for arising of awareness, it's like saying we can have a moment of doubt and not recognize it as a moment of doubt, and so there can be a moment of awareness without it being known as a moment of awareness, but it is not strong, it is weak, it is subtle.
One definition she said, being aware of a characteristic as it appears is awareness. Is that right? Being aware of a characteristic. So one must have to have some understanding of what the characteristic is before they can be aware.
Right. So what appears now? Can we say just a characteristic? How many things appear? If one doesn't know what is meant by a characteristic, one, there cannot be awareness. Because they can be thinking of people and things all the time, and that is not awareness. So there must be right understanding of a characteristic which appears now as it is to be object of awareness later.
May I just say something about the analogy that you made between the radar screen and I suppose the application of the application from heard about them. It seems to me that it's not, to be aware is not quite the same as, say, learning about something and putting it into practice, as in when Ivan mentioned about it, we see different patterns on the screen and someone perhaps can teach us to interpret them. Maybe for most people this kind of learning is possible.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems that there are other conditions that are needed for that kind of transition to be made from hearing about Dharma and understanding intellectually, and then practice whatever we understand about practice.
Usually when it deals with the other subject, when one says that put it into practice, it is the self who puts it into practice. Mm-hmm. But when it's the development of Satipatthana, the intellectual understanding helps right understanding to see that there is no self who can put into practice. Mm-hmm. The moment of seeing cannot be put into practice because it's conditioned. So the moment of being aware cannot be put into practice because it's conditioned. So it's not I who is practicing, but it is Cetasika which practices by arising and practices its function in order to be skillful.
I don't think I meant in any way that there has to be I doing that. I was trying to get to the characteristic of understand what awareness is. It seems to me rather simple from what you said just now. I feel there is understanding what it is. It seems to be just simply an understanding. And there's no I in it.
It's easy to say that there is no I, but how can there be the understanding of that characteristic as not I, which is the one, or which sees, which hears? So there must be awareness and right understanding of a reality, or that reality which experiences object at that moment, or this moment of seeing.
You say that something can only arise.
Sopana citta. Sopana. Skillful, healthful. Or healthy moment. Begin to understand with awareness first. One says that seeing is not self, it's only a moment of experiences, visual object. One can say that many times, but is there awareness of that characteristic which experiences as only a moment of experiencing? Visual object and thinking, which is not seeing. It takes time to have all these cetasikas develop with sati. And only when sati arises that panya can begin to learn to understand the characteristic which experiences at moment of seeing or hearing.
There seems to be a type of awareness when, at least we get the idea of awareness, say when I move an arm, there is awareness of moving an arm.
But is that awareness?
No. You do not call this sati.
No.
No. Therefore, sati, is it possible that sati is awareness of what is real?
What appears.
What appears.
Mm-hmm. A correct.
It is truth. It's truth. Mm-hmm.
So what appears while there is a moving arm? No awareness. So there is no awareness of a characteristic. If there is awareness, there is a characteristic which right understanding begins to understand. Now what appears, can that be object of awareness and right understanding instead of thinking of moving arms?
moment of seeing, hearing, speaking, touching, feeling. Whatever appears, can that be object of awareness? So awareness begins to be aware from time to time, that's all, by condition.
Sometimes we say that the reason there is no understanding is because there's no awareness, and yet we say that for awareness to develop there has to be understanding. Sounds a bit of a catch-22 when we say it like that.
There are many levels of understanding. If there is only intellectual understanding, there cannot be the direct understanding of each moment which appears as it is. What do you mean?
So when we say the reason there's no understanding is because there's no awareness, what does that mean?
Higher level of understanding, not only intellectual understanding.
For understanding to grow, to develop,
yes.
Impossible.
When there is awareness of that level, which is aware of a characteristic which appears, not just while it's listening to the story of different realities.
And when you say for awareness to be aware, there has to be some understanding, is that referring to intellectual understanding?
Certainly. Can there be right awareness without any intellectual understanding at all, not knowing anything?
What Jonathan said before, though, seemed to suggest that moments of awareness can arise without understanding. It's only
either intellectual.
Well, presumably, if one has never heard about the Dhamma, moments of awareness could arise. Is that possible?
I think there has to be an intellectual understanding first. The realities are not known as they are until awareness is developed.
No, they're not known as they are.
Can't one experience realities without knowing their name?
For example, in the lifetime of someone who's enlightened, can we say that there must be moments of awareness that an enlightenment doesn't happen in a lifetime without there being some preceding moments of awareness. Are these conditioned by intellectual understanding? Are the moments conditioned by intellectual understanding?
They must have been accumulated,
yes,
previously.
Yes.
Their arising in this lifetime is conditioned by hearing the right words in this lifetime.
Well, say in the cases of those people who are fortunate enough to hear the words of the Buddha at the right time, and they were enlightened. But before that, they were just regular people. Would they not have been experiencing moments of awareness of realities without the understanding which distinguished these moments from other moments?
I think the answer is that there was no condition of sati of the Eightfold Path to arise in the lifetime before they heard the words. In other words, no direct experience of object by awareness know sati arising and panya, which knows characteristic of non-self. The conditioning from that lifetime had all been to other effect, and so not the conditions for this understanding to arise. Because although a person has accumulated a lot of understanding, they've also accumulated a lot of other view, and perhaps could we say more of the other wrong view than understanding, because so many, many more lifetimes of wrong view. And so easier for that to arise, especially given the conditioning that the person is introduced into in the last lifetime.
So the connection is only between the moments of sati and panya, not the lifetimes. No.
It's like, can we say that memory of previous lifetimes is there accumulated? The objects that were experienced in previous lifetimes are accumulated, but no condition for them to arise in this lifetime. But given the right conditions, they could arise. Maybe many other accumulations, jhana for example, may have been experienced before, but needs the right conditions to arise in.
Is intellectual understanding an accumulation?
Each moment is accumulated.
But it seems that intellectual understanding is like any other kind of thinking. It's just thinking. So what is accumulated then from one moment to another?
Sankara pending the 50 chetasikas. Attachment, aversion, right understanding, satta, hiri, otapa, ahirita, and otapa, all 50 chetasikas.
If awareness has been developed in previous lifetimes to the stage where one is ready for enlightenment in this lifetime, it must be very strong. So why shouldn't it arise without the stimulus of something in this lifetime? Why is it that other views abound? And
can you have a seed grow without water and soil and other conditions like proper temperature?
But it was growing in the previous lifetime.
But not ready to become enlightened yet.
But not even arising in this lifetime.
Because there's no conditions or right conditions. It's there, kept in the barn, in the room. Room or in the barn. Silo or anywhere you keep it. Discussion is also helpful.
But if you do hear again and again, and forget again and again, does this mean that there is no development of understanding? Every time there is forgetfulness, does this mean that there has been no understanding each time the Dharma has been heard?
It seems like one would like to see the result now or tomorrow. Big lump of result.
Just what about a little lump.
Almost invisible. But it grows that way. Comparing last year and this year.
But actually, it's not a comparison so much of last year and this year as
last lump
and
this lump.
Like a moment of anger when there is no understanding at all, or a moment of doubt when there is no understanding at all. These moments seem to be just the same, maybe the same frequency, the same intensity.
So, wanting to have no aversion, without the understanding that aversion is not self. Just wanting to have no aversion. Without the development of understanding that aversion is not self, it's not me, it's not I.
No, not just wanting not to have aversion, but feeling that if there is some understanding, and that understanding would condition the memory of how harmful anger is.
Because one just wants to have less degree of aversion, lower degree of aversion, instead of developing right understanding of any degree of aversion. No matter what degree, it's only a conditioned moment, a conditioned reality. Why doesn't one want to understand that? If one wants to have right understanding of it, it's that moment of having such degree of aversion that one should have right understanding of that degree that is not such. Instead of having doubt why it's so strong, why can it be less? Don't select the moment for the development of right understanding, that it should be aware of no degree of aversion or attachment for me. Thinking of the result instead of thinking of moment of understanding, that degree of aversion. That's why most people like to have calmness instead of right understanding. Because one doesn't want to understand this wrong attachment or aversion when they appear as only conditioned realities.
It's the greatest danger in what you call choosing realities or choosing objects. It's the greatest danger that restricts something, or is there a greater danger?
It hinders right understanding of that moment as a conditioned reality. For sure. For sure. That's why the understanding of conditions will lessen the wrong understanding of selection. Because one cannot choose or select object for right understanding and right awareness.
One question, it's something we discussed many times, but I might ask again. When a person chooses, when it's wrong understanding, can you describe how that person thinks or how his understanding is? Or can you talk about him?
One should realize that one does have the awareness of any object yet. And the development of right awareness should condition the powerful awareness that can be aware of anything at any time in order to be able to eradicate the idea of self. If one selects, it's the self who selects. And there is no moment of developing right understanding of seeing, hearing, naturally.
Does it mean when you talk about somebody choosing that person thinks that there are some things he cannot be mindful of or he should not be mindful of?
Both.
So if he is fairly free from this misunderstanding, at least in theory, he knows that whatever appears should be known at any time,
this moment,
any place,
yes,
without any restriction, that this would lessen his tendency to choose.
Right.
More and more and more.
Right. Yes.
choosing also a reality that is really...
It is wrong understanding. It's wrong thinking.
Wrong thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a moment.
It's a moment. There can be awareness of that moment or that reality, that it's not self.
That's right. So it's a habit. It's a reality that arises by conditions.
That's why the development of right understanding and right awareness take time to understand all realities as they are when they appear, no matter its intention or thinking or choosing.
Why do you say that choosing is wrong thinking?
No understanding that that moment is a reality which is conditioned. So one tries to neglect it, ignore it, not being mindful or aware of it, not developing right understanding of that moment. And life exists only in a moment. Thinking of future or other object is not right understanding of that conditioned moment.
Isn't thinking of future also a moment?
There can be awareness of it, that thinking is a moment of thinking. The story, the concept is not real at all.
Constantine, realizing that awareness of an object is conditioned and that the object is also conditioned is a different moment to being aware of its characteristic, is it not?
It depends on different levels of understanding.
But at the beginning,
it's thinking of condition.
Yes.
But when it's jhana, it's not thinking. But
the object of understanding that develops at the time is always now or Buddha. But when understanding is in the beginning stage, what is known about? What is known by Panya about concerning the Anani Rupa? I say about, but it's correct, of course. What it knows is very little. It recognizes it as Nama or Rupa in the beginning, but not much more. Then as Panya grows, the object still remains Nama Rupa. But Panya is different. The Panya knows more about that Nama or Rupa, not just knowing that it's a nama or a rupa, but knowing it perhaps as later on as mukha, nitya. But it's not two moments, like one moment knowing the nama, the next moment knowing that it is anitya, but knowing the anitya-ness of the nama at that moment. Whereas in the beginning one might just know the nama-ness of nama, but one might, that knowing the nama-ness of it is not very deep, whereas later on knowing the anichiness or whatever of that nama is knowing that nama much better, much deeper. So the object is always just the nama or rupa, but the panya which knows the nama or the rupa gets deeper and deeper. So we talk about knowing a characteristic sometimes, other times talk about knowing other things, and it seems like it's a different moment. But it's really, when I say different moment, it seems like one moment the characteristic, another moment one must know something about the characteristic. It's the same thing to one moment. Only you may know more about the characteristic than just knowing the characteristic. You describe it in other ways by saying one knows the arising and falling away. Something like that.
What you just said before about if there is the understanding that everything must be an object of awareness, anything must be an object of awareness. And this, I suppose, this attitude, there's a connection between this attitude and the conditionality of reality. That the attitude that is
that has to do with accepting any reality as an object of awareness is, I suppose, encouraged by the understanding of conditionality. Some level of understanding of the anicca-ness or whatever.
What you're saying, we interpret as the more one understands correctly at the level of being mindful of realities, the more one will be aware and of a wide range of objects. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but before, when you were talking about the kind of person that sees every reality that appears, any reality that appears, as possible objects of awareness, not the choosing, doesn't choose. It seems that attitude must be conditioned by quite a developed level of understanding.
Possibly, but this would be better to discuss on principle than
not necessary. Not necessary. Why not?
One understands that any object which is real, which appears, can be object of awareness, of, you know?
Yes, but isn't it a lack of understanding of the conditioned nature of realities which makes the choosing much stronger?
At this moment of seeing, one doesn't have to think that it's conditioned by eye sense and visual object, but it's here. It's one which sees. So awareness can be aware the seeing, the experience, or the visual object which appears, learning to understand that it's not anyone or any being, anything.
I think what may be saying though is that understanding at some level, even if it's only in theory, that the seeing at this moment appears as it is by condition, is what will help us with less tendency to try and have some other object, because one knows it's impossible for it to be any other object, because it's the seeing at this moment by condition.
Each moment is conditioned. But we don't have to think what are the conditions of each moment in order to be aware of it.
No, that's exactly what Padmanabha was saying about the, I suppose, the intensity of the understanding. When you talk about the anicca-ness, understanding the anicca-ness, which is a later stage than just understanding the Vivananda.
There are many levels of understanding the anicca-ness of reality. For example, seeing is not hearing. So there's some understanding of the anicca-ness of seeing, because they cannot arise simultaneously. Because at moment of experiencing sound, there cannot be visual object appear together with the sound. So there must be one characteristic at a time, which indicates the anicca-ness of each one. A level of understanding of the anicca-ness.
The level you just described would be merely the thinking level. It's not the moment of knowing the characteristic.
Right. But this is not only theory. This can be directly experienced by panya, the developed panya, with awareness.
I'd like to ask a little more about choosing, because sometimes when I listen to you speaking about it at the time, I don't think enough, and realize sometimes that I might not understand the meaning of feeling. You often talk about not to choose. When we discuss it with Dharma, or the danger of choosing as an obstacle to developing it with Dharma. And because you emphasize it so much, I wonder if you, is it something that, what you mean by choosing, is it something that you mean that is a trouble to people for a long time in their development, not just at the beginning. Like just a moment ago you said to me that one knows that anything can be the object and it's enough, or something like that. Anything can be the object of sati and it's enough. It makes it sound very easy. But when you talk about choosing then, and how is an obstacle, is it something that is an obstacle on and on and on, and one needs to be reminded of it on and on and on? Or is it something that if one hears the right thing fairly soon, or fairly early in one's development, that one can hear that up and understand, oh yes, well, I see, to some degree anyway, one can and should be aware of any object. And then one will not be bothered so much by this problem of choosing, or will it be there for a long time, even though one is progressing and learning more about reality?
That one cannot tell, because it depends on one's accumulation.
Mm-hmm.
That's why one has to develop one's own understanding of one's accumulation, not the others. Whatever appears.
So do you mean there are many levels of this wrong practice of choosing? Many levels of choosing?
It depends on the individual.
Then it does mean there are many levels, or there are not?
It can be.
Choosing is a kind of attachment.
Certainly.
So we would expect it to persist regardless.
How can one choose not to choose?
One will keep on choosing.
Yeah, to me it's not a matter of choosing or not choosing, it's just always unfinding. It's just whether I understand or not.
If there is awareness of choosing at that moment, it's only a moment of thinking, not seeing, hearing, or awareness.
Can choosing be radical?
By? Of awareness and right understanding, yes.
Is there any reason to believe it can be eradicated before attachment is eradicated?
Eradicate completely?
Mm-hmm.
Must be the moment of becoming sotapanna. Understand. Understanding realities as they are. All realities. Including choosing and thinking.
Is choosing eradicated, or is it the concept that I choose eradicated?
Wrong thinking.
One could say, I'll go I will go over here, but will not have the idea of I going over here, or I am choosing. But an observer who doesn't understand the difference will have to believe that person is choosing.
Choosing is thinking. It's not seeing, it's not hearing.
It's a reality that exists.
It's thinking.
But there's no attachment.
Who thinks? What thinks? Attachment thinks, or aversion thinks. Kusala things. Just understand that that moment is a conditioned reality, not so.
It's not the same as intention, or if I have the intention to go out of the room, that's not what the same thing is choosing.
Can you give me an example of a person choosing?
If one has the idea at this moment that it should be some other object for awareness to be aware of other than seeing or hearing at this moment. For example, if one has an idea that maybe it should be metta that should be known or developed, so one has the idea of doing something.
No, no.
If one has the idea at this moment that metta should be known, for example, instead of knowing the seeing.
Even if it's only
that. Right. instead of knowing, seeing the condition. Or if, for example, when one's angry, if one has, if instead of understanding the anger as conditions, one has the idea that it should be awareness of metta, not of anger at that moment.
When there's no metta.
When there's no metta.
And one knows there's no metta.
And one knows there's no metta, but one thinks that the anger is so bad that one would like it to be metta instead of anger. So somehow one tries to make it, one tries somehow to have metta instead of anger at that moment, instead of understanding the anger is conditioned.
You said that choosing would be wanting to know metta when there is none. What if one just wants to have metta instead of anger but doesn't wish to know either anger or metta?
If one just, at this moment, if one would just like to have metta, it can just be attachment, just wanting to have metta, or it can be, I suppose it could be a moment of ultimate understanding the value of metta, but more likely to be attachment, just wanting metta, which is different from the choosing or wrong idea when one thinks that for there to be any awareness at this moment, there has to be metta instead of anger or instead of seeing this moment.
Does it boil down to that person thinking that anger cannot be known?
No understanding that it can be known, for sure. I mean, the next moment there might be some understanding that it can be known, but at that moment of thinking or wishing it was metta to be known, then there's no understanding at that moment that anger can be known, for sure. I think one has the idea, in order to develop sati, that one should be somewhere else, or doing something else. At that moment, there's no understanding that of the conditioned reality of anger or seeing, because it's still the idea that somehow doing something else, or going somewhere else, would be another, a different reality to be known. So it's forgetting that sati, that sati is.
If one wishes to metta, that is choosing.
If one just wants to have metta at this moment, it can just be attachment. But it can also be the attachment with wrong view. If one, as well as just wanting metta, one also has the idea that one would like to develop metta as the object of awareness, for example. If one doesn't understand that awareness can be aware of the conditioning at this moment. If it's just wanting, just attachment, we can still be understanding that of the attachment and attachment. But if it's attachment with wrong view, there's no understanding of any reality, not even of the attachment wanting method at that moment. That's why the attachment with the wrong view, the choosing, wanting another object, is more dangerous. In a way, because it accumulates that tendency to choose on and on and on, have wrong view on and on and on. And it's the wrong view that has to be eradicated first, not the attachment. Because even when there's some development of satipatthana, it's still bound to lots of attachment. But there's the understanding developed that any conditioned reality can be the object of sati. So that attachment isn't any impediment, perhaps you could say, because it can be the object of sati. Can I say that? If it's attachment without wrong view, it can be the understanding of attachment, so it's not the impediment in the way that choosing is an impediment.
Choosing can be object of right awareness and right understanding. So just develop satipatthana instead of selecting, choosing.
Sometimes Prince Jim, when you say it can be awareness of visual object now, and the actual fact there isn't awareness of visual object now, it seems that there's this feeling that that's what ought to be the object. So I wonder if this too is like choosing, yes.
If it's trying to force visibility, if one's heard that there's an object can be the object of awareness, and one
like one hears awareness can develop, but it has to be understood that it's still conditioned reality, the awareness. So if one hears that, one doesn't understand it as a conditioned reality, one somehow tries to make the awareness aware of physical object, then it's kind of forcing and choosing and reaching.
If one said that be aware of visual object now, that is choosing, directing. But when one says that visual object can be object of awareness, it's different.
Mm-hmm. It depends when we hear Mr. Ching saying something like be aware of visual object. It just depends. Mm-hmm. Like people hear it and they, it depends on the understanding of his wording. So it seems sometimes it's saying something contradictory, but I think it's usually, because often when we hear it, immediately when we hear be aware of physical object, immediately we have some idea of somehow being aware of physical object instead of understanding that if there are the right conditions, physical object can be object of right awareness.
If one says be aware of seeing, be aware of hearing, be aware of thinking, it does mean that there is awareness of seeing and hearing and thinking. But one knows that whenever there is awareness, it is aware of seeing or hearing or thinking or any reality which appears. Naturally.
The desire for knowledge or for enlightenment or for understanding and so on.
Just desire?
Yes.
Just attachment to... One keeps on desiring the whole life then. Mm. So desire is only desire.
So it cannot be useful for developing understanding.
No. But seeing the value of understanding and develop, that is not just desire.
What if one has desire to purchase a lot of books about the Dhamma? And then you desire to spend a lot of time with great teachers and desire to go as fast as possible.